It's the 21st of January 2015. I'm up earlier this morning and ready to go. I've been through my morning ritual of checking the Journal of Advanced Nursing website and moving a few things on. I edited and accepted one paper this morning. It's a beautiful morning here. The sun just coming up over Doha. Quite chilly, which is pleasant because I've been in the Middle East in the middle of summer and it's too warm. So I'm off to have a day of meetings. I have no idea what the meetings are about, but I'm sure that will be revealed in due course. Well, I take it all back about Chinese driving. That was the worst experience of my life. I had an Arabic driver this morning.
And I've come along to the workshop just like yourselves this morning. This is Professor Roger Watson. Some of you may have been in Professor Watson's workshops earlier this week, I don't know. But this morning, we could be here for 2 hours with him. And I think the brief that we got from in the email was that if we were involved in any kind of research, are you agreeing? Fantastic. So hopefully, that I'm also doing my own small research project, palliative care unit, so hopefully we're going to get some golden nuggets, you know, some wee bits of advice in relation to trying to get our research published, which I believe is the focus for this morning. So I'll ask Professor Roger if he can tell us a little bit about his role with the very prestigious journal, which is the Journal of Advanced Nursing. So thank you very much
thank
for
you,
coming
Danny.
Here, we
thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Danny.
Right, well, good morning. Excuse me, I wasn't given a specific remit for this meeting. I just thought it turned up, so do you new hands. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, which you may have heard of, I don't know. And I used to be editor-in-chief of the Journal of Clinical Nursing, and I've been involved with editing.
Well, today I've got three meetings of 2 hours' duration each, 7:30 to 9:30, 10 to 12, and then 1 to 3 with coffee break and lunch in between. I have absolutely no idea what the meetings are about. I can see who they're with. However, we've just had a 2-hour session with people from the research department, and it seemed to go fairly well. They asked me a few questions about writing for publication, but I don't really like these open-ended discussions, especially when they're 2 hours long. That really is a bit long. So we're actually in the approaching the coffee break time just now of 9:30, but by this time we've already had coffee and everybody's gone, so I'm by myself in a meeting room catching up on emails again. Strange. Well, following my first session of 2 hours and a coffee break taking us round 10 o'clock, I've been sitting in this room for the last 35 minutes and nobody has turned up. I've texted Raki, who I noticed had texted me this morning. Said, oh, here we go. Just had a text to say that she doesn't know why they haven't turned up. Don't think anybody really knows what's happening in this place. So I'm just going to sit here. I've got Wi-Fi. I've got my computer. I've got work to do. I'm going to get on with that. Lunch is being set up now outside the room where I'm still sitting by myself, so it looks like that's going to be wasted. I've just realised that the meeting room I'm sitting in is actually a former squash court. I wonder why it had the kind of thick glass doors that it does, and why it had two diagonal red lines up the wall, and why there were taped markings on the floor. Just realised this place was built for the Asian Games, and this was the hotel accommodation for some of the people in the games, and the rest of the campus here, which is now the Hamad Medical Corporation, or the halls of residence or accommodation for the athletes. So there you go. Had lunch here, not completely by myself, because Raki and one of her colleagues came across from the office to join me, but there's still no one else here. But it looks like there will be people for the next session. One lady turned up for the meeting wearing the hijab, so it was very difficult to tell if she was looking at me or not, but I went over and had a talk to her. actually quite chatty, but it is very, very difficult to speak to people when you can't see the non-verbals and see their faces. She's coming to my workshop tomorrow, so we agreed to abandon this meeting and that I'd see her tomorrow, because there really was no point to this meeting. I'm beginning to wonder if anybody will actually come tomorrow as well, given that it was so well attended on Sunday. Well, I'm finished here for today, so my transport's arranged and I'm heading back to the hotel. Get to the gym, see what the rest of the afternoon and the evening holds. I've just had to download SPSS, a statistical package, yet again onto my computer. I seem to keep doing that. Works for a while and then it doesn't, so I'm a little bit frustrated by that. That's taken about 3 hours to do. That's the end of another day. I managed to get back in time to go running. Did 3 miles on the track beside the beach. It's very short, so I had to go back and forth a few times, a little bit tedious. Quite a few people out, so I had to run around them and slow down. Then I finished off a lot of work. I managed to get SPSS working again on my laptop. And I see an article in from the Nursing Standard for me to look at and revise before it goes to publication. Had dinner and once again try to get an early night and see what tomorrow brings. Tomorrow's my last whole day. I've enjoyed myself here, but I'm glad it's the last day because I've been away from home for 10 days. Always glad to get home, especially in view of the fact that I'm away the week after next for 3 weeks. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. I've got a slight anxiety that nobody will come to the workshop. Again, nothing wrong with the workshop, but simply because everybody will have come to the first one, and there also seems to be some confusion as to whether this is a different workshop or not, and it's quite clear it's exactly the same one. So anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Whatever happens, tomorrow will end. I'll get to bed tomorrow, and then I'll wake up the next day, and it'll be time to go home.